Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Monday, November 1st. First, the weather. Expect partly sunny skies Monday with a high of 81 and a low of 71. Let's get things started in Miami Beach. The city wants to crack down on petty crimes by going to an unusual place, the appellate courts. In a tough-on-crime move, Miami Beach City Commissioners have directed the Attorney's Office to appeal judges who dismiss cases involving nuisance crimes. Those include drinking alcohol from an open container or peeing in public spaces. The overwhelming majority of those cases get booted by the city's own prosecutor or by judges satisfied that an offender spent a night in jail. But appeals in such minor municipal cases are extremely rare, and the city's new mandate is already drawing fire from critics who say it targets the homeless, is a waste of taxpayer dollars, and possibly illegal. In food news, the popular pop-up Sonny's Someday Steakhouse lives again. The owners are reopening Sonny's at Little Rivers Lot 6 in time for Art Basel, and it will remain open through February 2022. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In money news, bad news for Florida Power and Light customers, your bill is going up. Starting in January, FPL's residential customers will see the change as part of a new 4-year $1.53 billion rate increase just approved by Florida's utility regulators. The Florida Public Service Commission voted to accept the increase, cementing a settlement agreement FPL reached in August with several consumer groups. The company estimates that a residential customer who uses 1,000 kilowatt hours of electricity a month will see about a $12 monthly increase in 2022. In real estate news, what would an affordable housing project where residents can own their place look like? Miami plans to find out with another Little Havana development. The city will issue a request for proposals from developers by early 2022 on an affordable housing project to span about 2 blocks adjacent to Lone Depot Park in Little Havana. That's where the Miami Marlins play. The city wants an 8-story project with 184 condominium units. The units will vary from 415 square foot studios to 1-bedroom units with 615 square feet. The 1-bedrooms are anticipated to be priced at about $100,000. And finally, Andy Cohen is coming to the Miami Book Fair. The host and executive producer of Bravo's late-night talk show, Watch What Happens Live, was originally scheduled to join the fair virtual. But he has decided to show up in person instead. He'll talk about his new book, Glitter Every Day, 365 Quotes from Women I Love. The fair runs November 14th through 21st at Miami-Dade College's downtown Wolfson campus and online. Cohen is scheduled to appear at 4 p.m. November 20th. The event is free, although you will need to buy a ticket to the street fair to get in. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.